My name is Jamaica Wanabule. I am a senior at Brown. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I study education and biology. I did not know how to play any instruments before I came to Brown. I saw a bunch of my friends who were in the band, and they're like, you should come join. I was like, I have no idea how to play an instrument. And they're like, that's okay, we'll teach you. So the Brown Band was started in 1924, used to be a small group of people, but now we play all the football games, and we even play on ice sometimes. It's a lot of fun. In my opinion, band is what I feel Brown is like. Band is quirky and eccentric and fun.
My name's Aida Palma. I'm a sophomore concentrating in international relations. I'm from Mexico. Right now we're in the SciLight, and I'm pretty sure it's close to 2 a.m. The SciLight is the science library at Brown University. It's open 24 hours a day, and people just come here to study when they have to pull really long nights. I'm working on studying for my Chinese midterm tomorrow. I'm hopefully not pulling an all-nighter, because then I won't remember any of the characters at the test tomorrow. But yeah, definitely at least an hour and a half more of studying. A lot of people call the SciLight very depressing, and I would say that I would agree. But it's really nice because you can stay awake because it's not very cozy, so you don't fall asleep or anything.
Okay, hi, we are in the Granoff Center for Creative Arts, which is an art space on campus. Oh, and we're in the stairwell, which is why it's really echoey here. We're looking for a quiet place to record in. There's a lot of wonderful studios, but they're all being used. My name is Gina Verdi. I'm a geology biology concentrator at Brown, an undergraduate senior. I am from Rhode Island, so I grew up in North Kingstown. Being a community member before being a student here, like being a Rhode Island community member, I was always somewhat intimidated and didn't find campus super accessible, but I guess something I'd like to personally promote is access of the university by people who aren't necessarily like directly connected. I just think that so many of the events here are open and like want to be open. There's only wrought iron gates on one small section of campus.
My name's Emma Murray, and I am a sophomore. Last semester, I had this idea that I wanted to study happiness. My first idea was, oh, like I'm going to make a class about the philosophy of what it means to be happy. And then I started talking with some friends and opened it up to some people that I didn't know that well that were also interested in it, and we came up with this really fantastic idea to do an interdisciplinary study of happiness. In this class, we're really getting down to the root of what happiness means, and we're starting to ask questions on like what does happiness mean for me? What does it mean for you? Are there differences? I love that I have the ability to literally study whatever I want. And the class about what it means to be happy is really concrete proof of that.